Hello, this is a response to George Rippon's questions following my Haiti Prisons project and the Phonar lecture. George, on Hollywood, you're absolutely right, of course. The distinction often between news and entertainment is difficult to make. News cycles last on a very short cycle, short period of time, condensed concentration is at a premium. The more dramatic the scenes, the quicker the story, the more immediate the ratings. Again, cable news networks, which rely on ratings, are very quick to go to sensation. On the other hand, I don't want to be too cynical. The problem isn't always the original reporting, and where would we be if we didn't have any? The problem is usually the absence of reporting shortly after, which we saw in Haiti, 2-3 weeks after the quake. The number of journalists on the ground was a fraction of what it was. And we have seen Haiti re-enter the news recently with the cholera epidemic. The Pakistan floods, on the other hand, I think I said in response to Camille's questions, were very slow to move from the Himalayas right down to the ocean. I think we should also consider the role of the Western media and its responsibility, but also its limitations. There's certain things that it doesn't have a duty to report on. It's not the Western media is the media of the West. It's not the global media. We should bear that in mind. And it's not responsible for saving people's lives or telling people's stories in disaster areas. Every country and every media has that responsibility. In fact, the notion of a media or a foreign agency, be it a government, as saviours can be quite unsavoury. Many Pakistanis during the Pakistan flood would have preferred a better response from their own government and their own aid agencies. A few months ago I interviewed Asim Rafiqi, a photographer, photojournalist, who I respect very much. And he gave a very good reflection on the responses and responsibilities of different institutions within Pakistan and beyond its borders. You asked another question. Why do you think the prison system is likely improved since the earthquake? I just believe that common sense means it has to be, it must be. Especially with $141 million going into a new reconstructed judicial system, part of which will be the fabric of the prisons. Conditions surely must improve, mustn't they? Foreign governments handing out aid are not going to want to build the same filthy concrete boxes that existed previously. I hope. Okay, thanks, George.